The Maplewood Police Department launched a full-scale investigation. They started with the obvious question, who would want to harm the Green family? Mark's work as a contractor occasionally involved disputes over money, but no leads emerged. Susan's job at the school had earned her nothing but admiration from colleagues and parents alike. The couple's friends described them as kind, generous, and without enemies. Then came the phone calls. The number was untraceable, routed through a series of servers that made identifying the caller nearly impossible. Investigators theorized that the killer had been stalking the family for weeks, studying their routines and waiting for the perfect moment to strike. A neighbor reported seeing a white van parked near the greenhouse earlier that evening. Another claimed to have heard someone whistling a haunting tune in the dark. But these fragments of information led nowhere.